Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's, Be'ezus Hashem, Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori HaRav David Tzvi Ben HaRav Yosef. Today's daf is Kuf Mem Zayin. We're going to begin from the last three words on the bottom of Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna. The Gemara is now discussing the question of cleaning your garment on Shabbos. And this is just a gut instinctive thing that people do that they don't realize that according to some opinions in the Gemara and the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that people violate what the Gemara refers to as an Isser Daraisa every day. It happens all the time. Let's say you look at your suit on Shabbos and you see that your suit is dirty. You look at your suit on Shabbos and your suit is dirty. What's the gut reaction? The gut reaction is take your finger and lick your tongue. Maybe before Corona we would have done this. You lick your thing and just you take the thing and just wipe, take the little wet from your mouth and wipe a little stain off your garment. That's an Isser Doraisa on Shabbos. Everyone agrees that's an Isser Doraisa. Taking water and wiping off a stain from your garments on Shabbos, that is an Isser Doraisa. That's the very first words we're going to read today. Well, not exactly. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Haminair, I always remember this because it's the top words on the page, Kuf Mem Zayin. Haminair Taliso B'Shabbos Chayev Chatas. This is saying even more than that. This is saying even if you don't use water, if you use water, if you use liquid from your mouth, for sure it's an Isser Daraisa. Everyone agrees. But this opinion, Rav Huna says, even if you don't use water, if you, let's say you have a little stain on your suit, and it's an instinct that people have. I know I have the same instinct, and sometimes before I realize what I'm doing, I did it already. So on your suit, you have a little stain or a little piece of something, dust or something. Dust got on your suit. So the Gemara here says, if you even just shake your suit out from the dust that's on it, that's a chiv chatas. Haminar talisa b'shabas chayv chatas. Wow, that is an iser of malabin, just for shaking out the dust that's on your garment. That's incredible. Below Amaron Ella Bechadati. That's only if it's a new garment. Avol Ba'atiki, if it's an old garment, less lan ba, because people don't really care about the dirt that's on their old garments. So therefore, even getting rid of it is not considered to be significant. Below Amaron Ella Ba'ukme. This is only by black garments. Avol Bechivre Vesumke, white or red garments, less lan ba. It's not a problem. Vehu de kapit alayu. All these things that we're talking about is only if you're makbid on them. So that's the way Rashi explains. Tosus writes in Dibur Maskel HaMena'er, the very top Tosus, he says it's a whole different pshat. Tosus learns a whole different pshat of the Gemara. No. Tosus says just shaking the dust off your garment without any water, how in the world could that be an Isser Doraisa? So Tosus says no, it means where you have dew. You have dew on your garment and you're rubbing the dew off your garment. So by rubbing the dew, then you're using liquid. So Tosus learns there's only a chi of Doraisa if using liquid. Others have a different explanation here. The Sharatzion in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch writes that dirt that you have like dust, so you chai mi Doraisa. However, if it's like clay, so then you need water. So he distinguishes that way. Right. Okay, that's part of the discussion here. Let's continue. Ula ikla lepumbedisa. So Ula went to the town of Pumbedisa. Chazar abanu de kamenafzik limayu. He saw that the rabbis were shaking their new garments off of the dirt, dust that's on them. Omar, k'machal in Rabbanan Shabbata. He said the rabbis are being machal Shabbos. Amalu Rav Yehuda, nefutzele ba'ape. So Rav Yehuda said to the rabbis, I want you to go in Ula's face and shake the dirt off your garments in Ula's face. Anan lo kapdin in mide, because we don't really care about the dirt that's on our garments. Since we don't really care about the dirt that's on our garments, so when we shake the dirt off our garments, it's not a problem. Wow. That's the way they say. Abai have a koi kame de Rav Yosef. Abai was standing in front of Rav Yosef. Amale, havli kum tois. Rav Yosef said to Abai, give me my hat. Chaza de ikatala ale. So Abai saw that there was some dew on the hat. Have kame chasem lemesule. So he didn't want to give Rav Yosef his hat, because Rav Yosef was, in order to wear that hat, he was going to have to rub the dew off, and that would be an iser. Amale nefotz shadi. Rav Yosef told his Talmud Abaye, get rid of the dew. Anan lo kaptina mide. I'm not makbid. So because I'm not makbid, so for me, this is, I don't really care about the dew on the garment. So getting rid of it is not a big deal for me. So in summary of this sugya, the Bir Halacha in Shulchan Aruch writes, from the language of the Gemara, it would imply that the only time there's a chi of chatas is if you have three conditions. It's a new garment, it's black, and we know that you care about the thing. But if it's just black and new, but you don't care, or we don't know, so there's no iser. And he quotes, yeah, so the Bir Halacha reads the Gemara that you need all three conditions to be an iser daraisa. So he asks, so how could Ula decide that they were Mechal Shabbos? He doesn't know if they're, even if he saw that they were new and they were black, maybe they weren't makbid. Also, he asked against Rashi that the dust, if you have to know that the owner's makbid, so why does that have to be black? Even in a white garment, if you know he's makbid, it should be a chiyuv chatas. Therefore, the Bir Halacha writes that by a beged chadash in black, minastam, we assume people are makbid to not wear it until you get rid of it. So there, you don't need to know. That's what the Bir Halacha writes. Anyway, this is a serious problem. This is a serious issue that people have to be very careful not to. Now, again, I believe that, see, here's the tricky part. I think it says in Shulchan Aruch that if it's just on the surface of the garment, like if you just have some dust on the surface, that's not a problem. It's only if it's actually like in the garment that it's an issue. So that might be one leniency, if it's really just surface dirt. But you have to be very, very careful about what kind of dirt you remove. And you're just safer if you don't remove any of the dirt from your garment on Shabbos. That's this big sugya. Let's continue. Amar Vitzel bar Yosef Rabbi Yochanan Yotze Betalas Mikupelas Munachas Lag Seifo B'Shabbos. Let's say a person, I don't know, when the Mepharshim explained this, it's like, the way we walk around with a talus? Like you fold the talus onto your shoulder? That's what it sounds like it's talking about over here. That after you cover your head with the talus, you fold it over onto your shoulder, and you walk out like that. Chai of chatas. So if you walk out through Shisaram with a talus like that, you're chai of a chatas. Why? Because that's not the normal way, at least in the times of the Gemara, that's not the normal way to wear it. Normally, if you wear clothing the normal way, so it's batel to your body. However, if you carry it in a weird way, it's not batel. Tanyanami Hach, we learned that the Bryce supporting this. Sochrik Sus Ayotim Talism Kapos Munokas Lak Sefim Bishabis. Garment salesmen who walk out with garments folded on top of their shoulders on Shabbos. Chayovin Chatas. The Chayv Chatas. Velo Sochrik Sus Bilvad Amru. And they didn't only say this by garment salesmen. Elakol Adam. Call on them, any persons like this. Ella, Shadarkan Shamokhin Lotse's Kach. It's the normal way of salesmen to go out like that way during the week. So therefore, for them, it's considered to be Derech Hotza. Vichenvani Hayotse Bimmaos Hatsurin Lobestino. Hold on 1 second. V'chen vani. Okay. V'chen vani hayotze lo And similarly, a storekeeper, Yotzi Malsatzrulo Bestino, a storekeeper who goes out with money that's tied up for him in his handkerchief, Chayev Chatas. So he's Chayev. It's the normal way any person who walks like that, but it just happens to be the way that a normal chenvani does that way, so it's considered to be derech chotza. The Hartanin, people from this town of Ratan, Yotzin Basudarim Shal Ksefan, it's permitted for them to walk outside with their handkerchiefs folded over on their shoulders. V'lo Ratanin Bilvad, Amru, Ela kol adam, ela shadak jotan latzis b'kach. That's the way they would normally walk out on a weekday, so it's considered to be derech malbush. The rule is, if you walk outside with something that it's the normal way to walk outside with it, then it's okay. But if you do it in an abnormal way, then it's a problem. Amr Yehuda, Maisa b'horkanus b'nosha b'lez b'horkanus. A story happened with Hurkanus, the son of Rabbi Lezben Hurkanus. He walked out with his handkerchief that, again, Sutter is really like a head covering, they used to, like a hood. So a story happened with Hurkanus, the son of Rabbi Lezben Hurkanus, that he went out with a hood that was folded onto his shoulder on Shabbos. Ella Shenima Kruchalo Batspo, but he had one string of it wrapped around his finger, so that it shouldn't fall into the Rosh Hashanah and he would carry it. Even if it's not wound onto his finger, it would be permissible. And what's the halacha? Darsh of Nachem Bar Rav Chista Mishmei Rav Chista halacha. So it's mutter to walk out with this hood folded onto your shoulder, even if you don't have it tied around your finger. We're not worried. It's the normal way to carry it, to wear it. Ula ikla lebe Asi Barhine. Ula went to the house of Asi Barhina. Bo mine, they asked of him the following question. Mao lasos marzev b'shabbos. Are you allowed to use, like roll up your garment? Are you allowed to roll up your garment and make like a tube out of your cloak? Like roll it up and make a tube out of it on Shabbos. Amalucham Rabbi Eloi Aser Lasos Marz B'Shabbos. Now let it roll up your garment on Shabbos. My Marzev Am Rabbi Zera Kisei Bavliyasa. It's the type of Babylonian pockets at the end of the garments that you would roll up the edges of the garment that's very long and fold it over towards the top, and then you would hold it there with strings. It looked like a pocket of sorts, and it was like a tube. And why would they do it? They would do it to shorten the long garment. And this is Usser and Shabbos. Rashi says, what's the Isser? The Isser is Mishum Tikkun Kli. That's the way Rashi understands. Tosfos and Dibur HaMaschil Mahu disagrees. Tosfos says, no. It's not Tikkun Kli. Rather, it means carrying it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Would it be considered to be Derech Malbush or not? Tosfos says, Divim Shah. Rabbi Yirmi Avi Yosef Kameh de Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmi was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira, and he wound up his talis. Omar Le, Hachi Mai. If I roll up the edge of my garment, what's the halacha? Omar Le, Osir. It's a problem of Tikkun Kli. You're like fixing the garment. So then. He did it. He folded it up a little differently. He said, "V'hachi mai." Well, what about if I fold it over this way? Amalei aser. Amar papa. Nekodai klal biyadcha. This is the rule. Kol adaita delikinufe. Any folding up that's made to stay like that permanently, aser. So it's tikkun kli. Kol delhisnos. If you're just doing it temporarily because you like the style, temporarily shari, then it's permissible. It's not considered to be tikkun kli. That's the way Rashi learns. Like with the case of Rav Shesha, the son of Ravidi, so his derech during the week was to like fold up his talis on his body in a cute way, in a stylish way, after he would wrap himself in it. So this is the way he used to do during the week. So he's permitted to do it on Shabbos, because it wasn't permanent. Ki asa Rav Dimi, Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Pamachas yasa Rabbi Lasada, one time, Rebbe went out to the field on Shabbos, v'hayishnei tzidei taliso, munachan aksefo, and the two sides of his talis were folded up onto his shoulder, but in front and back was not folded up. Amar l'fanav Yeshua ben Ziruz, ben Chamav shel Rabbi Meir. So Yeshua ben Ziruz, the ben Chamav of Rabbi Meir, the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Meir, I guess his brother-in-law, Bizo lochi Rabbi Meir chatas. In this case, Rabbi Meir didn't say you're chayav for this. It's not the normal way to wear it. Amar lei dikdik Rabbi Meir ad kan. In other words, he was telling him that because of the fact he only have two of the sides folded over, it's not okay. So again, what happened here? Rebbe went out to the field, and he only had two things folded over. So Yeshua ben Ziruz said to him, the ben Chamav of Rabbi Meir said to him, you don't think Rabbi Meir would say Chayev Chatas? So Rebbe said, really? Dikdik Rabbi Meir Ad Kan? What Rebbe really held this was? Shil Shel Rebbe Taliso. So then he lowered the two out of the four corners that he had up. Rebbe lowered them because he heard from Rabbi Meir's relative that Rabbi Meir didn't permit this. Ki asa Ravin Amar Lo Yeshua ben Ziruz Hava. It wasn't Yeshua ben Ziruz, El Yeshua ben Kifosai Haya Chasanosha Rabbi Akiva. It was actually Rabbi Akiva's son-in-law who said this. Amar, he said to Rebbe, Bezulochi Rabbi Akiva Chatas. Don't you think Rabbi Akiva said that wearing your towels in such a way is a chiv chatas? Amar lo, dikdik Rabbi Akiva ad kan. So he said to him, really, dikdik Rabbi Akiva ad kan? Really, Rabbi Akiva held that he was so medactic that this was an issa d'oraisa? But he accepted it. Shil shel Rabbi Talisa, so he let the corners down. Kiyas Rav Shulmar Rav Yehuda Amar Nishal Itmar. When Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came to Bavel, he says, no, this wasn't the story. Rebbe himself, it wasn't the story that Rebbe himself went out with a talis that was folded up onto his shoulders. No. They asked him, is it mutter? And he thought to be matir because he thought that it was considered to be derech malbush. Because the sides in front and in back were not folded over, only the sides were. But the Tana told him, either it was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, no. It was really Chil Chatas, and then Rebbe accepted their word. So it's a slightly different version. Not that Rebbe himself was wearing it, but that he was asked this question. But again, the yesod here is that when you wear clothing, you got to wear it in Rishus HaRabim in a way that it's normally worn. If you're going to fold it over, fold something over, and wear it in Rishus HaRabim in a way that it's not normally worn, that's going to be a problem of carrying. Okay, let's see the next mission. Haruchas. Now this mission talks about a new story. In what way are you allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos or carrying the towel on Shabbos, even in the Rishus HaYachid? Okay. Harochets b'mei ma'ara. If someone bathes in water that is in a cave, warm water, hot water, let's say it was heated up on Erev Shabbos, and it's in a cave. Uvemei Tiveria. Or you wash yourself in the waters of Chamei Tiveria, the hot springs of Tiveria. Vinistapeg. Again, the assumption here is that washing yourself in this water would be okay. I'm sorry. Rashi learns that since it's usser to wash yourself in hot water, that's why the Mishnah says harochets, not that it's permissible. It's forbidden to wash yourself in hot water on Shabbos. That's because of gzeiras habalonim, right? They used to have. That's even nowadays why. Let's say you heat hot water up on Erev Shabbos. Are you allowed to take a bath on Shabbos morning? The answer is no. Why? Because gzeiras habalonim, that the bathhouse keepers used to heat it up on Shabbos and say that they did it Erev Shabbos. So the rabbis made one fell swoop of decree that you're not allowed to take a bath in hot water. That's why the Mishnah says harochets, meaning you violated that din. You went ahead and violated the din de Rabbanan of doing it, right? That's what Rashi says. Take a look at Rashi. Di'evet. Bishamakadani harochets di'evet. Ve'ein chomo yetzi v'davka cham enakat. Mishamachin ketani harochets di'evet. Because it's usher. But now, here's the issue. So, harochets b'mei ma'ara, you violated Shabbos, you violated the din d'rabbanan, and you dipped yourself in hot water. Uv'mei Tveria, or in the hot springs of Tveria. So, this was open. It didn't have a ceiling, the mei Tveria. V'nistapog, but now you dried yourself with a towel. Afilu be'eser aluntoyos. Even if you dried yourself with 10 towels, one after another, each one only has a very little bit of water. Nevertheless, lo yuvim biado. You're not allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Even where there's an Eruv, you're not allowed to carry wet towels. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to come to squeeze them. Aval asar b'nei adam mistamkin balontis achas p'nei midem raglein. But 10 people are allowed to use the same towel to wipe their face, hands, and feet. Umevinos and biyadan, and you're allowed to carry them in their hands. 10 people with one towel. Why? Because each one is going to remind the other, don't squeeze it. Wow. There's no chashash schita. Even though there's a ton of water in there. Since there's a lot of people, they're all going to remind each other that schita is aser. This is very similar to a Gemara we had about 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, way back in Bama Madlikin, that we had a case, the Gemara earlier at Beis HaMikdash, two people are allowed to use a lamp on Shabbos. We're not afraid one of them is going to adjust the lamp because the other one would remind the other one, don't do it, it's Shabbos, don't adjust the lamp. And the Rashba later on Kuf Mem Tes writes, that's why they allowed 10 people to carry one towel. We're not afraid you're going to come to squeeze it because one guy is going to remind the other one. So, according to that, you wouldn't even need 10 people, even if you just had 2 people. And that's the implication of Tosus later on. That the din of the Mishnah is only, the Isser is only if you're one single person carrying it. But once you have 2 people, it's okay. Says the Mishnah, Sachin, you're allowed to anoint yourself with oil on Shabbos. From this Mishnah we learn you're allowed to put on deodorant on Shabbos. Right? Because you're allowed to anoint yourself with oil on Shabbos. Sachin, you're allowed to rub oil into your body on Shabbos. Yom Kippur, no, but Shabbos, yes. Umimashmishin, and you're allowed to rub your body. Avalo misamlin, but you can't rub it in very, very strong. Volom is garin. You're not allowed to comb the body. They used to have a custom to comb the body. It was a very strong kind of a process. You're not allowed to do that because of uvda dechol. It's like, it's considered to be like a tercha, something you would do during the week. So you're not allowed to very work hard to like rub your body with ointment or without ointment, or even to comb your body. Ve'en doesn't mean comb your hair. It means like to comb your body. Ve'en yardin le'kordima. You're not allowed to go into a river that's name was Kordima. The Gemara is going to explain why. You're not allowed to go into the Kordima River. Ve'en os nafektoizin. You're not allowed to drink something which causes you to vomit on Shabbos. We'll see why in the Gemara. If it's not le'refua, tikkun gavra. Wow. Why are you doing this? Because you love eating so much. So you ate a whole meal, now you want to throw it up and eat again. Let's play two. Go eat a second meal. So it's a problem of tikkun gavra. That's what Rashi says. Rashi and the Aruch say this word afektoizen is a word that's made out of 3 words. Afek means to remove, tfei, a lot, zin, mazon. Afektoizen. Remove a lot of extra food. You cause yourself to after you eat a lot to vomit. The Rambam has a slightly different three words. Afik Tavi Zun. Take out the bread from where it was cooked. Before it digests. Okay. Ve'ein me'atzvin es hakatan. Now you're not allowed to you're not allowed to form the bones of a baby. You're not allowed to, now again, when the baby right away is born, you're allowed to form the limbs, but this is talking about really working hard to form the bones of a baby. The Gemara is going to explain why. It's also like Tikkun Gavra. Right. Rashi's going to explain later on. On the day of birth, this is permitted. But after the birth, like a week or two later, that's when it's forbidden. Ve'ein machzirin es hashever. If someone has a broken bone, you're not allowed to put the bone back into its place on Shabbos. Because it's refuah. Mishinifiko yadav araglo. Someone has a broken limb. Lo yitrafein betzonein. So you're not allowed to wash it with cold water because it's lerefuah. Avol rochitzu kedakov in the sapin shabbi. You're allowed to wash it usually, and if you get healed, you get healed. Says the Gemara. Katani me ma'aro demi demei tveria. The mission seems to lump the waters of the cave together with me tveria. Ma me tveria chamin. Avmei rochamin. It's hot water. Harochitz means the evident lechatchilalo. You're only allowed to dip in hot water. You're not allowed to dip in hot water. We're talking about a case where you went ahead and did it. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. Mechlau, we see from here, the lishtatef, kol gufo, afil lechatchila shaper dummy. You're only not allowed to go into a pool of hot water, but to take a shower and throw hot water on you, that would be permissible because that's not the normal way, at least in the times of the Gemara. That was not the normal way to wash yourself. Either you would wash your limbs with water, or you would go into a bath of water. But to pour water on your whole body, that would be mutter. Says Gemara, money. Who's the author of this opinion? Rabbi Shimoni. Must be Rabbi Shimon. The Sanimant and Abraisa. Lo yishtatef adam bein becham and bein mitzonein. A person should not wash himself, even with water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to pour hot water over yourself, neither hot water nor cold water. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Matir. He says both are permissible, hot water and cold water, to pour water over you. So that's his opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer becham and aser mitzonein mutter. Hot water is aser, cold water. So you see that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, nistabek avi besalun tos, even if you dried yourself with 10 towels, one person, you're not allowed to carry them, even if there's very little water on them. Says the Gemara, Reisha Ruvus HaKamashlan, Sefer Ruvus HaKamashlan. There's a Chiddush in the beginning of the Mishnah and the end. Reisha Ruvus HaKamashlan, Dafil Hani Delon Nefishi Bumaya. Even these towels, use 10 of them, so each one has very little water. Nevertheless, came with the chadu, since you're only one person. Asili de schita, we're afraid if you carry a wet towel, you're going to come to squeeze it. The sefer was gamashlan, and there's a chiddush of the sefer afil hani. Then if fishibumai, even if you have one towel, which has a ton of water, came with the rabbinin, since you have 10 people, use the same towel. Man kiri adadi, they'll remind each other not to squeeze it. Tana rabbanon, mistapek adam ba'alontis, you are allowed to dry yourself on yontif and on Shabbos with a towel. We're not worried you're going to squeeze it out. Manicha b'chalon, you are allowed to hang it in the window next to the bathhouse. V'lo yimserena l'ul yarin mipnei shechashuna lo zadavar. But don't give it to the bathhouse owners because they are suspected of squeezing it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mistabik al nadas achas mivyadol sochbe. So you're allowed to dry yourself with one towel and carry it into your house, even though it's soaking wet. We're not afraid you're going to squeeze it against the town of our Mishnah. Amalei Brother of Yosef. So Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Amalei Brother of Yosef. Hilchas Amai. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to carry a wet towel on Shabbos or not? Amalei. Ha Rabbi Shimon. Ha Rabbi. Ha Shmuel. Ha Rabbi Yochanan. All these people permit it. And therefore, the halacha is it's permissible. Rabbi Shimon HaDamaron, Rabbi Shimon already mentioned. Rabbi Desani, I'm a Rabbi, Kishayun Lamedin Torah, it's Rabbi Shimon B'Tekoa. When we used to learn Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, I think this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in Tekoa, that was a place where they had a lot of good oil, right? Tekoa, Gemara Pesachim says that the best oil came from Tekoa. Even today, nowadays in Tekoa, they have a lot of vineyards. Hayinu Malin Shemen V'Alontis. We used to carry on Shabbos oil to anoint ourselves, and we carry the towel. Mechatzer legag or megag lekarpif. We would carry it in a permissible way from the courtyard to the roof, and the roof to the porch. Actually, beginning it's a Mayan Shein Ruchtzvo until we would get to a spring that we would wash ourselves in on Shabbos. They would wash their hands and feet. So you see there, they were allowed to carry the towel. Shmuel, Dar Rabbi Nama Shmuel, Mistabek Adam Balontis, Mivir Bedol, so basically you're allowed to carry the towel. Rabbi Yochanan, Dar Rabbi Chayram, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Mistabek Adam Balontis, Mivir Bedol, Zoch Beso. You're allowed to dry your hands with a towel and carry it into your house. Ask the Gemara, Mir Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, do Rabbi Yochanan really say that it's permissible for an individual to carry a towel that he dried himself with? Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kistab Mishnah. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say we always follow a Stab Mishnah? It's not within the Mishnah. V'nistabek, I feel be'eser alontios. Lo yivim biyado, even if it's 10 different towels. If you're an individual, you're not allowed to carry the individual towel. Sounds like a Stab Mishnah. I mean, even if you're an individual, you're not allowed to carry even 10 towels. Each one with a little bit. And it's the Gemara. Hahu keben chachinoi mastile. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold that this was a Stab Mishnah. He held it was an opinion of an individual. And therefore, he didn't have to follow it. The bathhouse owners are allowed to carry on Shabbos the sheets that the women would wash themselves, that would wipe themselves with, lebeibani, to the bathhouse. Uvulvad, they could even carry it in a rishus harabim. They're allowed to carry on Shabbos the sedinim that the women uvavaji iskasaba and roshan ruban, but they have to wear them. They would wear these sheets and cover their head and most of their body. It would because they would be carrying it by wearing it. So the bathhouse owners were allowed to wear these sheets for the women. So the Gra writes about this. So you see that you're allowed to walk out in Rosh Hashanah with two garments, one on top of the other, even if one of them is for the purpose of your friend. So says the Gra. You see from this Gemara. Because the bathhouse owners would carry this for the women. Sakinasa, Sachnisa, this was like a large hood. Amar Rabbi Ovin by Rabbi Chistam Rabbi Yochanan Tzarech L'Kashi Shnei Roshei L'Mata. You have to tie the bottom of the hood together so that it shouldn't fall off when you're walking in Rosh Hashanah. Amar Chim Rabbi Yochanan L'Mata Mikseifayim. Tied under your shoulders. Amar Lehu Rav L'Bnei Menuchuza Ki Mavrisu Mani L'Bnei Chela. When you carry in Rosh Hashanah garments for the soldiers, Sharvivu Bohu L'Mata Mikseifayim. Tie them up under your shoulders, so that they won't be on top of your shoulders, and therefore it will be derech malbush. Right, you could fold them under your shoulders, you don't actually have to tie them. Okay, what are the other halachas in the Mishnah? Sachin u'mashmashin. You're allowed to anoint yourself with oil on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear deodorant, and you're also allowed to rub your body on Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan. Sachin u'mashmashin b'nei me'ayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to rub your stomach and anoint your stomach with oil. Apparently, they would do that on Shabbos. But you shouldn't do it exactly the same way as the week. Heichi of it. How should you do it? How should you do it differently? Rav Chamachin Omar, Sach v'achach memashmish. During the week, they would first rub the body and then put the oil. So Shabbos, do it a little differently. First put the oil, then rub. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Sach u'memashmish b'asachas. Do them at the same time. You don't have to do such a big shinoi. You could anoint yourself and rub it in at the same time. That would be a shinui. That's good enough. But you shouldn't do it the same way you do it during the week. I guess because of uvdu d'chol. Avalom mis'amlin. You're not allowed to rub it very hard in. You're not allowed to stand on Shabbos in the river, a salty river called Diyumsis Mipnesha Ma'ameles Umarapi, because it heals your body. It heats up the body and heals the body, the salt. Ari the Marav Kolya Mashal Diyumsis Esrim Vecha Yom Va'atzeres Min Aminyan. Only 21 days a year that this river Diyumsis was good for healing. And Shavuos was one of the days. By the way, Atzeres Lahaygis Lahaygisa, was Shavuos the last day, or was Shavuos the first day? Tashma Damashmol Kulu Shakyane Madvicha V'Atzar Tamalu. All liquids that you drink for refuah are good from Pesach until Shavuos. So too, washing the Diyum says Shavuos was the last day. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a good proof. Til Mahasim with the Kama Dekar Amul Male. No. For that purpose, the colder it is, it's better. But here, by washing in the Diyumsis, the hotter it is, the better. So maybe Shavuos was the first day of the season, not the last. The hotter it is, the better. So after Shavuos, it's going to get hotter. The Gemara now is going to discuss how much people were so into bathing in the Diyumsis and drinking wine. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Chamra de Progisa. The best wine of Progisa, Umaya de Diyumsis, and the soothing waters of the river Diyumsis. Kipchu, Aseres Ashvatim Yisrael. This is what caused the 10 tribes to leave the Jewish people. They were too into fine wine and too into always bathing in the finest shvitzes, the finest bathhouses. This is what caused them to leave the way of Judaism. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach ikla lahasam. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went to these places, like the Diyumsis, like the fine spas. He went to the spa. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he said, oh, he sees all his friends going to the spa, so he says, I'm the rabbi, I'm going to go to the spa also. Imshech basrayu iyaka tamude. He got so into going to the spa that he lost all his learning. Kihada, when he came back to his city, Asa kam lemikra b'sifra, so he picked up a pasuk to try to read it. Boy lemikra hachodesh hazelachem, he tried to read the pasuk hachodesh hazelachem, and he read it as Amar hacheresh haya libam. Their hearts were deaf. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. So he mixed up the letters. Whoa. Bo Rabbanan Rachmele, the rabbis davened that he should get well. Vahadar Tamude. And then he got better again and he remembered his learning. He davened. On the bottom over here, they have a whole, apparently this is a major league story here. Major league story. There's a lot more to the story than this. Don't have the time for it right now. Rabbi, behind the Disnan, and that's the why we learn in Maseches Avos, Rabbi Nahorai Omer, Rabbi Nahorai says, even if you're a Talmud Chacham, but there aren't other Talmidei Chachamim in your place, have a gola lamakum Torah. You should always be where other Talmidei Chacham are around. Va'al tomar, she'itavu acharecha. Don't think now I can be by myself and the Torah will follow me. The Talmidim will come to me. Shechaveirecha yikaimu biyadecha. If you mess up, your friends will help you forget, remember your learning. When you hear them learning, that'll remind you of your learning. Ve'al binascha al tishayin. Don't just rely on your own knowledge, even if you're a big chacham. Because when you move to one thing, you're going to forget the other one. Who is Rabbi Noah, right? Tana. Lo Rabbi Noray Shmo, Lo Rabbi Nechem Yishmo. V'Amri Le Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Shmo. Ah, it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He taught this halacha. He's the one who forgot his learning. So he taught. Have a goyle l'makom Torah. V'lamed Ekor Shmo Rabbi Noray Sheman Yir Eini Chachamim Ba'alacha. He would light up the eyes of the Chachamim with halacha. Avalom mizgarin, you're not allowed to comb your body. Tanu Rabbanan, ain gorim mascaras for Shabbos. You're not allowed to comb your body with a comb on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omri, Amari Ragla, Meluchlochus Petit, Uvitsoa, if you had a lot of dirt on your body, Gorer Kadarko, Veinachosh, you're allowed to rub it off. Rabbi Shimon Bayuda, Avde Leime, Megrarta de Kaspa, his mom made him a silver one for Shabbos. Ain Yordin Le Kardima, you're not allowed to go into the Kardima River. My time in Mishim Pika, it's because it's very slippery. We're afraid you're going to fall in there and your garments are going to get all wet and you're going to come to squeeze them out. Venos nafiktoizing, you're not allowed to cause yourself to throw up on Shabbos, b'Shabbos. Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, Moshan, Ella, Basam. Right, you're not allowed, you can't, it's a medicine. You're not allowed to cause yourself to throw up with this medicine, because that's like refuah. Avol biyad, but if you just stick your finger in your mouth and cause yourself to vomit, that's okay. Mutter. Remember we used to do that to get out of school? Anyway. Tani, Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Rabbi Nechemya said, Af b'chol asim nehefset ochlin. You're not even allowed to do this during the week to cause yourself to vomit because you're causing yourself to waste food. When you spit out the food, so it's baltashkes. Vein ma'atzin is a katan. You're not allowed to form the bones of the katan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Lefufa yinuka b'shabes shaper dami. You are allowed to wrap the baby in blankets in order to help his bones. Ask the Marvanan Tanan, Ein ma'atzvin. I think you're not allowed to do that. Hasam bechomre shedra de mechse kibona. We're talking about with the pieces of the spine, because that's considered like building. Wow. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. What time is Shabbos over? What time is Shkia? Shkia is around 8:10, so Shabbos is over 9 o'clock. Shabbos over 9 o'clock. So then I need a little time. What do you say, Mordechai? What do you say? We could try for 9:30. I'll try for as close to 9:30 as possible. Depends how much from Shabbos I have to clean up. We'll try for 9:30. We'll try for 9:30. Maybe it'll be 9:35, but I'll try for 9:30. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. Zevolon, have a great Shabbos.